Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Dori Shafrir, and along with Kate Spencer, I host Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. Join us every Wednesday with guests like author Phoebe Robinson, chef Samin Nosrat, actress Busy Phillips, and even former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. On Mondays and Fridays, we have mini episodes where we answer listeners' questions on everyday problems like how useful a butt mask really is, how to deal with a petty friend, or how to relax after a long day. So join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Forever 35, where we're not experts, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
So, books of the year and a Q&A with Ragnar Jonasson. His current book is The Girl Who Died, which is out in hardback. You can hear our conversation with Ragnar, where you got this podcast from. You may already have heard it, but you may be out of sequence. But anyway, there's a full chat about The Girl Who Died elsewhere. Meantime, here comes the Q&A with Ragnar, who is in Reykjavik. Ragnar, what is the last book that you really, really enjoyed?
That's a very good question. And I think I have to say, there was a book I read a few months ago called Rules for Perfect Murders, or I think also Eight Perfect Murders by Peter Swanson. That's a book I really enjoyed. It's perfect for someone who enjoys books and literature as well. You know, a book about books in a way. What I've also I've just started another book now that I'm really enjoying. That's the new Ian Rankin McIlvany collaboration, which starts off fantastically well, and I'm looking forward to that. And then during lockdown, I have really, really enjoyed also catching up on an author called S.S. Van Dyne. I've sort of been collecting, because he didn't write a lot of books, I've been collecting them during lockdown and reading them. They were written in the 1920s, 1930s. They feature a guy called Philo Vance. And, you know, not a lot of people would probably read those books anymore, but I recommend them. They are really strong examples of the Golden Age. And as I say, I've been collecting these books and all sorts of stuff linked to S.S. Van Dyne, and including a book that I actually really enjoyed, which is called So Red the Nose, and it has cocktail recipes by 30 leading authors of the 1930s, including Van Dyne.
So I recommend
all. All right, there's an interesting variety.
Cocktail recipes, that'll do. Yeah. Ragnar, you've already mentioned on our previous podcast how you were into Agatha Christie as a child. So the next book is there a book that stands out from your childhood? Is the one that stands out other than Agatha Christie, or was she sort of dominating everything?
Yeah, I gave that some thought. I mean, I think I'll always have to go with Agatha Christie. But before I started reading Agatha Christie, I read a lot of children's books, of course. And, you know, in that respect, I think Enid Blyton really stood out for me. I mean, and for a lot of Icelanders at that time, she was the author we read, and then you sort of move away from her into often Agatha Christie. And the first Agatha Christie book I read was Evil Under the Sun. So that really sticks with me as, maybe I was like 12, I think, when I read that one, 11 or 12 years old. So I think I'll have to go with that one as a really, you know, so a book that really changed my life in a way.
Who is your who's your favorite thriller writer, Ragnar?
I would always want to say Agatha Christie as well. I mean, unless you want to define thrillers in a very different way, but for me, I mean, at least in crime fiction, I would always go for Agatha Christie. But I would also like to mention P.D. James. I did really love her books. The Dalgliesh series and the rest of it. I think these two authors really are the two authors that I did try to learn a lot from, and and P.D. James did characterization so perfectly. I don't think it's been done better ever since. She moved, you know, thriller writing or crime fiction to a new level.
I interviewed P.D. James a couple of times, and it was exactly the kind of experience that you would imagine. But I, just as a follow-up to that, I wonder if British listeners might think Enid Blyton, Agatha Christie, P.D. James, that's a certain type of Britain that you're reading about. And it's it as opposed to Ian Rankin, who I think was the first person to mention your books on this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it is, I think if you grow up with Agatha Christie, you get this image of Britain that is, you know, this, you know, probably, as you say, different from current Britain in a way. I mean, it is, you know, perhaps slightly fictional, the villages of Agatha Christie and these, you know, in a way, the Golden Age. But of course, you know, I have in a way also moved away from that and really enjoy a lot of the books that are being written currently. But I in a way, I tend to go back to the Golden Age a lot. The puzzle element of these older books is what really gets, you know, keeps my attention and what I try to write as well.
Our next question, Ragnar, is making its first appearance in these Q&As. It's a question about short chapters as opposed to long chapters. Now, your book, a lot of short chapters, which I love, for two reasons. One, I think it really helps with the tempo of the book, and certainly as far as thrillers are concerned, short chapters work really well. Also, as a reader, it makes you sort of feel, oh, wow, I'm absolutely barreling through this book. I'm already on, you know, chapter 6. I only started reading half an hour ago. So I really think those work. However, I'm in the midst of, at the moment, of judging the Sports Book of the Year Award, and there is a writer there who I'm not going to name, but he has written a book about a pretty well-known subject, and it's entirely in very, very, very short chapters, and it basically leaves you unsatisfied. It leaves you wanting more and more details. It doesn't actually work, I think, for him. What's your sort of preference? Do you like books with short chapters or long chapters, and I suppose in your writing style as well?
Yeah, I have to say I would probably prefer books with shorter chapters. There are many reasons for that. I mean, one is just that's the way I write, and it sort of keeps the attention, keeps you turning the pages. But also, I read a lot before I go to sleep, and usually I you know, books just put me to sleep generally. Regardless of how good they are, so to have short chapters is, you know, you can at least, you know, accomplish something before you just, you know, the lights are turned out. I usually prefer to be able to, like, you know, check the box and, you know, finish a chapter or two.
You've had a lot of great quotes about your books from fellow authors. Recognize there one that's meant the most to you?
They all mean a lot to me, obviously, and it's been a fantastic adventure. One that really comes to mind when I hear this question is from I think 2016. It was just a year after my first book had been published in the UK, so things were just, you know, getting started, and that was when Ian Rankin tweeted just out of the blue, basically, that he was listening to David Bowie and you know, really enjoying a book of mine, and that was just, you know, incredible to see, and so that's always stuck with me. I mean, because obviously I love his books. He's such an iconic crime writer and such a great guy as well. But that's the one I would mention, I think.
When and where are you most comfortable writing? You've already spoken, Ragnar, about how you will tend to write during the winter months, not during the summer. So is there a location? Is it where you are talking to us from right now, where you've got a nice Hollywood poster over your shoulder and what I'm guessing are copies of your own book resting on a windowsill? Is there a time of day? Do you have music on? What's the sort of ideal mood for you for writing?
Yeah, and the Hollywood poster you mentioned is actually also an S.S. Van Dyne movie. So it's all to do with the Golden Age. But I like writing here. This is my office, but I can basically write anywhere. I can, you know, sometimes I would go to just to the nearest coffee shop, or if I'm traveling a lot, I would write on an airplane, which is nice. But if I have my laptop, I can basically write anywhere. But my preferred time is the night time. I mean, I'm writing these, you know, sort of dark stories, and I just love staying up. I love, you know, when it's dark outside and everything's quiet. That's when I get a lot of things done. So so I'm not like a morning person.
Is there a book that you really had to persevere with, Ragnar, but but you didn't give up? You stayed with it, and you're glad that you did.
Absolutely. I mean, I give up on a lot of books. I probably buy a book every week, or more than, you know, a book every week. And most of them I just don't finish. I just, you know, start and then feel it's not for me, because there is so little time. You have to pick your books well, and you have to read something you really enjoy. There is a book that I started reading years ago, and then I put to the side, and for some reason, and I picked it up again, and it has, you know, it's become probably one of the best books I've, you know, ever read, and it's The Great Gatsby by Fitzgerald, I reread some of the chapters again and again, and it's absolutely filled with fantastic writing. So I mean, it is a fantastic book from the start. So I have no idea why I didn't finish it at the time, but that's the book that comes to mind. That's really, you know, that I would recommend people would read.
Our next question, Ragnar, is a question that we've asked in just about every Q&A, despite the fact that I've voiced concerns about it, Simon's voiced concerns about it. It's clearly our favourite question from our producer, Ben, which is, what is the book that you would love to step inside of, even if it was just for one day?
Mm, yeah. So many books. I mean, I'd love to be in The Great Gatsby for a while at the parties, obviously, but I think I would like to mention my favorite Agatha Christie book, which is called The Murder on the Lynx. It's an early Poirot book from the 1920s, and it's set in France as well, mostly set in France. So I think I would love to be there. I would love to be in France in the 1920s with Poirot and Hastings, and you know, just observing them work their magic, solve a mystery in the Golden Age. So that's where you find me.
And finally, Ragnar, is there someone that you've met because of your writing career, as opposed to your investment banking career and your political friends? Is there someone who you've met through your writing that you would never have met otherwise, who particularly stands out that you're grateful to have met them?
Oh, most certainly. I mean, the crime writing community is such a friendly place, and I've made a lot of friends, you know, fantastic, interesting, wonderful people. I mentioned Ian Rankin earlier. I mean, I can mention quite a few, like Anthony Horowitz and Dan Brown, who's visited Iceland on a few occasions. But I'd like to mention, maybe also, again, P.D. James. I mean, I didn't get to know her well, but I met her on a few occasions, and I even got to do an interview with her as well. And you know, that was an absolute highlight. I mean, because I'd been such a fan of hers, and to, you know, to actually meet her, to be able to speak to her about her books was something that, you know, I'll probably never forget.
Ragnar, it's been fantastic having you as a guest on this podcast. So we've done two podcasts with Ragnar. The interview about the girl who died, you can find elsewhere. But it's fascinating to speak to you, and Maybe next time we speak, you know, we'll be allowed to travel, and you'll be in the UK on a proper book tour, meeting your readers, and you know, like the way the world used to be.
Yeah, I would like that.
Ragnar, thank you very much for being part of the show today.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, Ragnar.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Dori Shafrir, and along with Kate Spencer, I host Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. Join us every Wednesday with guests like author Phoebe Robinson, chef Samin Nosrat, actress Busy Phillips, and even former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. On Mondays and Fridays, we have mini episodes where we answer listeners' questions on everyday problems like how useful a butt mask really is, how to deal with a petty friend, or how to relax after a long day. So join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Forever 35, where we're not experts, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.